This audio program has been produced by YBM Shisa. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
They're leaving the room.
B.
They're turning on the machine.
C.
They're standing near the table.
D.
They're reading the newspaper.
Statement C.
They're standing near the table.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
The man is repairing the bicycle.
B.
The man on the bicycle fell over.
C.
They turned the bicycle over to him.
D.
The bicycle is turning the corner.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
People are in a swimming pool.
B.
People are going to see a movie.
C.
People are drinking water.
D.
People are at the beach.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The woman is buying a plane ticket.
B.
The woman is going to the airport.
C.
The woman is checking in her luggage.
D.
The woman is getting information from the monitors.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The horse is eating grass.
B.
The horse is sleeping.
C.
The horse is jumping.
D.
The horse is tied to a fence.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
Men are playing sports outside.
B.
Men are shoveling dirt into a hole.
C.
Men are clearing snow from the sidewalk.
D.
Men are cleaning a rug with a hose.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
People are shopping for vegetables.
B.
People are entering a supermarket.
C.
People are planting beans in a field.
D.
People are chopping wood outdoors.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
The couples are getting into boats.
B.
The couple is in a boat on a pond.
C.
The couples are standing in a row.
D.
The couple is shipping some boxes.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A.
People are crossing a city street.
B.
People are moving out of the city.
C.
People are waiting to be seated.
D.
People are sitting at their desks.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
The woman is reaching for the paper.
B.
The woman is buying a book.
C.
The woman is reading a newspaper.
D.
The woman is writing a letter.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
The car is parked in a garage.
B.
The car is making a turn at the corner.
C.
The car is being filled with fuel.
D.
The car is being returned to its owner.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
What's the best way to get in touch with you?
A.
Take the highway. It's a lot faster.
B.
Tomorrow should be fine.
C.
Here's my card. It has my cell phone number.
Number 12.
Do you own a car?
A.
No, I don't even have a driver's license.
B.
I think the traffic will be bad.
C.
Yes, I left it on your desk.
Number 13.
Where's your new apartment?
A.
$800 a month.
B.
It's on 44th Street.
C.
I lived there for 6 months.
Number 14.
When do you want to eat lunch?
A.
Yes, I'm really very hungry.
B.
Between 1:30 and 2.
C.
Just a sandwich.
Number 15.
How come there are no chairs in the break room?
A.
They usually take their break at this time.
B.
They were needed for a meeting in the conference room.
C.
They're all out on vacation this week.
Number 16.
Which button should I push?
A.
Yes, you should.
B.
No, it has a zipper.
C.
The green one.
Number 17.
How long will you be gone?
A.
About 5 kilometers.
B.
Only for 2 days.
C.
Since last week.
Number 18.
How many languages does Michael speak?
A.
3 that I know of.
B.
Yes, fluently.
C.
I think he's Russian.
Number 19.
Would you like a cup of tea?
A.
No, I'd prefer coffee, please.
B.
Yours has milk in it.
C.
It was more like the other one.
Number 20.
Will Kevin be working with us on this project?
A.
He usually finishes his work on time.
B.
No, I think he's taking the subway.
C.
Yes, he'll be coordinating the freelancers.
Number 21.
Did your parents enjoy their visit?
A.
Yes, they had a really great time.
B.
I only see them a few times a year.
C.
They'll be here for a week.
Number 22.
Is there a drugstore around here?
A.
That's what I heard too.
B.
I hope you feel better soon.
C.
Yes, there's one across the street.
Number 23.
Does this tie go with this shirt?
A.
No, they're going separately.
B.
Tie both ends to make it secure.
C.
Not really, the red one looks better.
Number 24.
When are the guests supposed to arrive?
A.
To talk about the new project.
B.
At 9:45.
C.
They're supposed to, but they may not.
Number 25.
How much did you wind up paying for shipping?
A.
It took almost 4 days to get here.
B.
$75.
C.
No, I paid cash.
Number 26.
Wasn't Mr. Miller supposed to be at the meeting?
A.
Yes, but something came up and he couldn't make it.
B.
No, they'd never met before last week's meeting.
C.
I'll call and see if he can meet us then.
Number 27.
Can this fax machine send faxes in color?
A.
No, I never received his fax.
B.
No, but the one in Tom's office can.
C.
Okay, I'll fax it to you this afternoon.
Number 28.
Who should I give my expense report to?
A.
I bought mine online. It was cheap.
B.
Yes, for anything over $15.
C.
Linda Stauffer in accounting.
Number 29.
How are these sold?
A.
By weight.
B.
By noon tomorrow.
C.
By seniority.
Number 30.
Are you still jogging these days?
A.
No, I quit that job and got another one.
B.
Yes, he's still exercising a lot.
C.
No, I'm swimming twice a week instead.
Number 31.
Were you able to get in touch with Janet?
A.
It's nice to meet you, Janet. I'm Tony.
B.
Not yet, but I'll try again in a few minutes.
C.
No, sorry, I'm afraid I still don't get it.
Number 32.
I thought you were leaving for London today.
A.
No, they didn't leave any for us.
B.
You need to dial 01 for international calls.
C.
Yes, but my flight's not until this evening.
Number 33.
Will you have time to talk this afternoon?
A.
Yes, I'm free from 3 till 4.
B.
Sorry, I'm not wearing a watch.
C.
Yes, I left at 4:30 yesterday.
Number 34.
How often do you hold staff meetings?
A.
Martin, Harry, Jessica, and me.
B.
Yes, they're very important.
C.
Every Monday morning.
Number 35.
Is there an electrical outlet around here that I could plug my laptop into?
A.
Why don't you just email the files?
B.
No, the nearest is on Fifth Avenue.
C.
Yes, there's one over on that wall.
Number 36.
How do you feel about your upcoming move to Los Angeles?
A.
I think it's just a cold.
B.
I'm really looking forward to it.
C.
Okay, I'll go move it now.
Number 37.
Do you have a copy of this month's inventory report?
A.
No, sorry, I ate the last one earlier.
B.
I have it on my computer. Would you like me to print it for you?
C.
I pay $29.95 a month for my service.
Number 38.
Please tell John to come see me as soon as he gets in.
A.
Okay, I'll tell him.
B.
No, I haven't told anyone else yet.
C.
I think he's in some kind of computer business.
Number 39.
Which airline are you flying?
A.
It's a round-trip ticket in economy class.
B.
The earlier, the better.
C.
Global Air. It's the cheapest.
Number 40.
Should I open the window?
A.
Yes, please. It's stuffy in here.
B.
I think there's one already open in the refrigerator.
C.
I think they close early on weekends.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, but did this ice cream ring up for $3.99? I thought it was on sale for $1.99.
Let me see. Yes, you're right. It did ring up for $3.99. But if you look here at the bottom of the receipt where it says ice cream, you get a $2 credit. It's in the computer and this keeps the record straight. I know it can be confusing. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It's amazing how they manage the data.
I suppose so, but I'd prefer it didn't confuse the customer. This happens all the time.
Number 41.
What did the woman think happened?
Number 42.
What did the clerk point out to her?
Number 43.
On what does the clerk comment? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
What did you think about David's talk?
I thought his analysis was good, and his slides were outstanding. They helped clarify his points. A lot of presenters try to do too much graphically and end up making things more confusing.
I agree. David's slides were good. Just enough information, but not too much. I just wish he had provided copies of his analysis to everybody. I'd like to study it later.
There were copies on the table when I got there. Maybe they ran out. Why don't you ask David for a copy when we see him at lunch? I'm sure he could email one to you.
Number 44.
Which of the following did the man like most about the talk?
Number 45.
What does the woman say regarding the analysis?
Number 46.
what is learned about the speakers?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Mary, did you send an overnight package to someone named Robert Henley?
Robert is one of our proofreaders. I'm always sending him packages.
That's fine, but you didn't use the right billing number on the air bill. This billing number is for the education division. You need to use the billing number for the editorial division.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I copied it from the list of billing numbers, I must have gotten the wrong one. Yes, see, education is just below editorial on the list. Sorry about that. I'll be more careful from now on.
Number 47.
What mistake did the woman make?
Number 48.
What can be inferred about the woman?
Number 49.
Which excuse does the woman give for her mistake? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
So how did the interview go with the person who was flying down for the sales manager position?
You mean Nick Bradford? The interview went well, but unfortunately the airline lost his luggage.
That's terrible.
Yes, and I told him he should have called to tell me, but he didn't. Instead, he went out and bought a new suit, socks, shoes, everything. I would have told him that it was okay to interview in casual clothes, considering the circumstances. But anyway, the interview went very well, and I think he'd be a good fit. It certainly seems like he doesn't fold under pressure.
Number 50.
What are the speakers discussing?
Number 51.
What happened to Nick Bradford?
Number 52.
What does the woman say about Nick Bradford? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. I'm so glad it's Friday. Any plans for the weekend?
Alice, one of my co-workers, is having a party on Saturday night, but I don't really want to go. I've had a tough week at work, and I think I just want to take it easy this weekend. Maybe watch a video and go to bed early. I don't really want to go to a party. But on the other hand, if I don't go, Alice might take it the wrong way, and it could get uncomfortable at work.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. You should only go because you want to go, not because you think you should.
Maybe, but Alice did invite me, and I'll probably wind up going. Maybe I'll go and then leave early.
Number 53.
Who is Alice?
Number 54.
Which of the following is the woman trying to decide?
Number 55.
What is the woman's concern? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Why don't you rent a car when you go to San Antonio for the conference?
I don't like to drive, especially when I'm somewhere unfamiliar. I take public transportation whenever I can.
Well, the problem is that San Antonio doesn't have good subway and bus systems like we do. Driving is almost the only way to get around.
I can always get around in taxis.
Number 56.
Which is true of the man?
Number 57.
What does the woman say about San Antonio?
Number 58.
What will the man probably do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
What do you like most about your new job?
Well, the salary is higher and my commute is shorter. But the best part is that they have training workshops to help employees develop professionally and improve their skills. And they run partly on company time, usually from 4 to 6 on Wednesdays and Fridays.
That sounds terrific. I wish my company did that.
It really is a good thing. And even though the company has to pay for the training, they benefit in the long run because with a greater understanding of the software I use every day, I do my daily tasks more quickly and efficiently.
Number 59.
What is learned about the woman?
Number 60.
Which of the following is true regarding the man?
Number 61.
What does the woman say about the professional development workshops? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ellen, it's Robert. Listen, I'm stuck in traffic. There's an accident up ahead, and we're all just sitting here going nowhere. I'm going to be late for the meeting. I have no idea how long I'll be here, but it looks like it could be a while before traffic starts moving again.
I understand. We'll go ahead and start without you.
I was thinking, there's a phone in the conference room with a speakerphone. I have my cell phone, so maybe you could put me on the speakerphone.
That's a great idea. I tell you what, after we're all here, we'll call you from the conference room and put you on the speakerphone.
Number 62.
Why is the man calling?
Number 63.
What suggestion does the man make?
Number 64.
What does the woman say she will do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, John. I haven't seen you in a while. Have you been away on business?
Yes, I've been out of town all week visiting client sites. I've been to Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and next week I have to go to New York, Boston, and Philadelphia.
That's a lot of traveling. Do you enjoy it?
Yes and no. I like getting out of the office. And I really enjoy the challenge of dealing with clients. But living out of a suitcase and being away from home for so long makes me tired.
Number 65.
What does the woman find out about the man?
Number 66.
What does the man say will happen the following week?
Number 67.
What does the man say he enjoys? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation. Sales are really in a decline this quarter.
Yes, and that's due mostly to a competition from DuraPro. Their aggressive advertising campaign is really working.
I hope management is working on an ad campaign to counter DuraPros.
I'm pretty sure they are, but I hope they don't take too long to develop it. We need to start doing something right away before we lose any more of our market share.
Number 68.
What problem does the speaker's company have?
Number 69.
What does the woman blame the company's problem on?
Number 70.
What concern does the woman have?
Go on to the next page. Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
The Department of Transportation has announced that it will be replacing the eastbound bridge over Denby Road on Interstate Highway 10. Eastbound traffic on the I-10 will be detoured during construction. Flaggers will direct a single lane of traffic through the work area on Denby Road. The work is expected to take approximately 6 months to complete.
Number 71.
What work does the speaker say is being done to the interstate?
Number 72.
What does the speaker say will happen to Denby Road?
Number 73.
What is learned about the interstate project? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
The library copy cards you receive today will probably be used primarily to pay for photocopying in library buildings, but they can also be used to pay for other services in the library, as well as library fines on overdue books. You'll receive your first card today and then load money onto it from time to time. Library copy card dispensers are located in Sutton Hall, Myers Hall, and the Central, Law, and Music Libraries. Cards can also be purchased over-the-counter in the Central, Law, Medical Science, Music, and Physical Science libraries. More information is available on our website, including a list of frequently asked questions. So that's the end of the tour. Please line up at my desk here to your left, and you'll receive your initial card with $10 already on it, compliments of the university.
Number 74.
What can the copy cards be used for?
Number 75.
Who is speaking?
Number 76.
What is true of the students' first copy cards? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
I want to bring up one last issue before we end the meeting. We're just starting vacation season, and over the next few weeks, a lot of you will be gone. I want to remind you all to turn on the out-of-office reply function on your email and update your outgoing voicemail messages before you go, to let clients and co-workers from outside our department know that you're gone, when you'll be back, and who to contact in your absence. I've already received several complaints from people who have sent emails or left voicemail messages with members of our team regarding important matters. In some cases, they've wasted several days waiting for replies before realizing that their request or question was never even received. If you're not here, you need to let people know when you'll be back and who they should contact in the meantime.
Number 77.
What does the speaker say will happen in the next few weeks?
Number 78.
What are employees asked to do?
Number 79.
Which of the following does the speaker say has happened? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to another edition of Money on the Move on WWTT Radio, your place for business and market news. Today, we're going to talk about interest rates. Are they going up or down? And how does that affect you and your money? Is now the time to take out a first or second mortgage? These are difficult questions, but I have a guest with me today who is extremely qualified, an expert, we could say, to help us answer those questions. Please welcome Sally Newcomb. Sally worked at an investment bank for 20 years. She's written 3 personal finance bestsellers, including Here's the Deal on Interest Rates. Sally also has her own cable TV show that airs every evening on the Money Network. I'm grateful that she's taken time out of her busy schedule to lend her unrivaled expertise to us here at Money on the Move.
Number 80.
What is the topic of this edition of Money on the Move?
Number 81.
How does the speaker describe Sally Newcomb?
Number 82.
What is true of Sally Newcomb? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
In theater news, the revival of The Glass Heart, starring David Gregory and Sandy Tweed, will close at the Rockford Theater on July 3rd, 2 weeks earlier than scheduled. The play opened on April 20th for a 15-week run, but the producers said yesterday that the last 2 weeks of the originally announced run were optional and that they had decided not to exercise the option. The play opened to mixed reviews, and though the Hollywood star power of Gregory and Tweed did sell out the theatre for the first 3 weeks, ticket sales dipped quickly after. For example, for the week that ended on June 5th, the show played to 40% capacity in the 900-seat theatre. When it closes, The Glass Heart will have played 101 regular performances.
Number 83.
When will The Glass Heart have its last performance?
Number 84.
Why is The Glass Heart ending its run at the Rockford Theater?
Number 85.
What is true of The Glass Heart? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following report.
Rogan, the cosmetics company led by Karen Rogan, reported yesterday that its second quarter loss narrowed slightly because of favorable exchange rates. Rogan posted a loss of $35.5 million, compared with a loss of $39 million in the period a year ago. Revenue, however, inched up about 1% to $319 million. From $316 million. Without factoring in currency exchange, Rogan said sales revenue would have declined about 1%. The company also announced it will release 2 major cosmetic product lines early next year, with several famous fashion models as spokespeople. It expects these products will increase next year's sales by $50 million.
Number 86.
What does Rogan sell?
Number 87.
What helped decrease Rogan's reported loss?
Number 88.
What will Rogan do in the coming year?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following report.
In sports news, golfer Keith Phelps withdrew from the Taylor Championship yesterday in Elgin, Scotland because of a hand injury, and he may also miss next week's PLP Championship in Vancouver, Canada. Phelps hurt the fingers of his right hand on a shot off the seventh fairway in the second round. He plans to have x-rays when he returns to London today and will hold a press conference tomorrow to report the prognosis. Phelps was leading the Taylor Championship by 3 shots when he withdrew and was also the heavy favourite to win the PLP Championship. If he does not compete, the field is wide open and any one of about 15 golfers will stand a good chance of taking home the PLP trophy.
Number 89.
What did Phelps injure?
Number 90.
Where will Phelps have his injury examined?
Number 91.
What does the speaker say about Phelps? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
I've decided to add something new to our monthly meetings. We usually just talk about current and future projects, but I don't think we're being as creative as we can be. I want to add new ideas to our discussions. So, I've decided to incorporate a book discussion into our meetings. Each month, one of us will suggest a book for everyone to read. At the following meeting, we'll allocate 30 minutes to discuss it and its relevance to our projects and goals. Then someone else will suggest a book, and so on. To get started, I'll suggest the first book. By next month's meeting, I would like everyone to read Decision Making by Howard Bentley. I haven't read it, but I've heard good things about it. I'm excited to see how this goes, and I look forward to adding some fresh thinking to these monthly meetings.
Number 92.
Where is this talk likely to be heard?
Number 93.
What does the speaker say regarding decision making?
Number 94.
What does the speaker want someone to do the next time the group meets? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
An official heat wave was declared yesterday in Philadelphia as the temperature soared above 90 degrees Fahrenheit for the third consecutive day. Today, New York and Boston are also expected to achieve heat wave status. But what exactly is a heat wave? Reaching 90 degrees for at least 3 consecutive days was proposed in 1900 as a general definition for a heat wave. But this definition does not account for the typical summer heat in many regions. For example, the average high in places like Dallas or Phoenix reaches 90 in early June and stays at 90 or above through early September. So keep in mind, while you're sweating out there today, that this will be over in a few days. Some cities get a few months of this uncomfortable weather every year.
Number 95.
According to the talk, which city is already experiencing a heat wave?
Number 96.
According to an early definition of the term, what amounts to a heat wave?
Number 97.
What is one problem the speaker notes about the early definition of heat wave? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Regent City Museum. Before we start the tour, I'd like to give you all a brief overview of what we're going to be seeing today. We'll start with the map and photo room, where you'll find maps and photos of Regent City that date back to the 1860s. Next, it's on to the Jacobson Gallery, where we have one of the finest collections of paintings and sculpture by the legendary Regent City artist Claude Jacobson. Then we'll go upstairs to the Hall of Natural History, where you'll see exhibits describing the plants and animals that can be found here, as well as exhibits detailing the culture of the early native peoples of the area. There are also local fossils and gemstones to look at. We'll finish up the tour at the cafeteria on the lower level, where we've prepared free coffee and snacks for you all. Now, let's get started, shall we?
Number 98.
Where does the tour begin?
Number 99.
Which of the following is not mentioned as an exhibit item in the Regent City Museum?
Number 100.
According to the speaker, what will happen at the end of the tour?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.